This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien. Authorities say they're investigating the discovery of three bodies in a southern Montana home as a homicide. Carbon County Sheriff Josh McQuillan says he and two deputies found the three dead adults yesterday morning in the small town of Belfry after a neighbor requested a welfare check of the home. Authorities say the neighbor had not heard from the people in the home since Tuesday. McQuillan declined to identify them or their relationship to one another pending family notification. McQuillan says a person of interest has been identified. Montana Department of Justice spokesman John Barnes says that person was not in custody as of early yesterday afternoon. Barnes says law enforcement does not believe there's any danger to the community of a little more than 200 people about 60 miles southwest of Billings. Montana's Commissioner of Political Practices says State Auditor Monica Lindeen violated campaign rules by filing reports late following the 2012 elections. However, Commissioner Jonathan Modell dismissed all of the allegations made by Republican Representative Matthew Monforton against Lindeen and her office's chief counsel, Jesse Laslovich. Monforton, a Bozeman attorney, alleges Deputy Securities Commissioner Lynn Egan helped Lindeen and Laslovich's 2012 campaign by performing duties reserved for their campaign treasurers. Monforton says Egan is a state employee who conducted campaign activity during her workdays. Modell dismissed Monforton's claim, saying Egan simply deposited campaign checks for Lindeen and Laslovich during her lunch hours and breaks. Modell says there is no requirement that deposits be made by the campaign treasurer. Modell says his investigation found Lindeen filed two campaign finance reports months after they were due. Last year, wildfires burned nearly 100 square miles of wilderness in the Bob Marshall Wilderness Complex. Now, U.S. Forest Service officials face the task of cleaning up the mess left behind and restoring those trails. Officials say last year's wildfire season was not the largest, but was substantial, with dozens of fires burning across the complex. Spotted Bear District Ranger Deb Mucklow tells the Missoulian it'll cost $250,000 to restore 122 miles of burned-over trails in her district, but she's only got $80,000 to spend. The Forest Service also is reducing its backcountry trails funding by 30% over 3 years for the region, covering Montana and parts of Idaho, North Dakota, and South Dakota. Mucklow says she's waiting to learn how those cutbacks will be allocated. A new court decision has Arizona joining multiple other states and federal circuit courts in allowing use of two-way video feeds for witness testimony in criminal cases under certain circumstances. A defendant in a Phoenix area sexual assault case had objected to allowing a woman now living in Montana to testify remotely by video, but an Arizona Court of Appeals decision allows that arrangement. The Montana Supreme Court has declined to rule in a lawsuit against the Boy Scouts of America by women who were raped by a scout leader as children. The High Court Tuesday rejected the Boy Scouts' request that it dismiss the women's case because time had run out to file a lawsuit. William Leninger Jr. was convicted in 1976 of raping six female Explorer Scouts. He died in 2002. Authorities say they're investigating the discovery of three bodies in a southern Montana home as a homicide. Carbon County Sheriff Josh McQuillan says he and two deputies found the three dead adults yesterday morning in the small town of Belfry after a neighbor requested a welfare check of the home. Butte Silver Bow County officials say a soft spot under a backyard swing set turned out to be an 8-foot-deep hole that was probably dug by a miner and may have been used as a sewage dump for a saloon. The pit was discovered after a girl told her dad the ground was soft. County crews excavated and found a 6-foot-wide hole with timber supports and a pipe protruding from the side. A $50,000 investment of state tourism money rolled out yesterday. It's a map-based website that highlights and guides people to more than 200 trails across Montana. The site is called hikewildmontana.org.
It's Montana's first online statewide trail guide.
That's Kasia Ranjo with the Montana Wilderness Association. MWA volunteers spent months gathering information about the trails and then had a whitefish company build the website. It includes photos and trail descriptions and filters to select different kinds of trails, like those that are kid-friendly or particularly good in a particular season.
When you go online to other resources that are out there, some national sites might have a whole ton of trails for Colorado or Washington, but there's not always a lot available for Montana. So we wanted some of the lesser known areas, and a lot of the trails in this resource here aren't in any other guidebook, and it'd be hard to find information about them online.
Governor Steve Bullock spoke at a launch event for the website in Helena yesterday. The Wilderness Association says its goals for the site include getting at least 25,000 unique visitors in its first year and recruiting people to join the association or help out with its efforts to protect public wildlands. Ranjo says the Wilderness Association plans to take care of the expense of maintaining hikewildmontana.org, and that means asking for donations as well as selling business sponsorships. A Montana bull has sold for $350,000 at auction. The Black Angus came from a ranch near Malta and was sold Tuesday to the owners of N-Bar Ranch, southeast of Lewistown. Observers say it's the highest price paid for a bull in memory and possibly the highest in the state's history. The bull weighed in at more than 1,600 pounds in January. Its medium frame and the rate at which it gained weight made him attractive to buyers. The bull gained over 4 pounds a day on average through the first year of his life. The public will get a chance to learn about and sound off on removing Yellowstone area grizzly bears from the endangered species list in Bozeman this week and next. The Sierra Club co-sponsored a talk by retired federal government wildlife biologist David Mattson at the Museum of the Rockies. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in March proposed taking Yellowstone grizzlies off the endangered species list, saying that a population capable sustaining itself now exists. Bonnie Rice is with the Sierra Club in Bozeman.
We think there's a lot more to the story than people might be hearing from the agencies in terms of grizzly bear recovery in the region.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will be giving its own perspective and taking public comment on grizzly recovery the following week. Tuesday, April 12th, it will be hosting a two-hour question and answer session on grizzly delisting, followed by 3 hours for public comment, all at the Bozeman Holiday Inn. You can find more information about both events on our website, mtpr.org. More than 500 people turned out for the funeral of the last surviving war chief of Montana's Crow tribe. Joe Medicine Crow, who died at 102, spent decades cataloging Crow history and became a renowned Native American historian. He was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2009. The tribal chairman says Medicine Crow was a great man in both the worlds of mainstream society and Crow culture. Thanks for listening. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.